Hi everyone, this is Julie Salant. How are you? Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to the channel. I really appreciate that you are here today. I wanted to do a bit of a different video for you today because I have spoken to a lot of you over the last maybe month or so, and I really wanted to make a video based on me talking to you really candidly about your expectations of what you want your life to look like, and also how honest you are being with yourself about your future. If this is your first time here, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Julie Salant. I am a business intuitive strategist, and I'm also a healer. And I try to stay away from all of the titles that we place on each other. But really, what I'm here to do is to help you stand in your power and find your gifts so that you can have the life that you truly, truly want. And my first question to you is this: do you have right now the life that you truly want? And I would say to you that probably many of you don't. And I will tell you that I'm still working on mine. I'm a lot closer than I was. But the reason that I have the Brave Academy, the reason that I opened it up, the reason why I work with people one-on-one is because I lived so much of my life in fear. I was not honest with myself. I was not honest about my expectations. And when you cannot have, when you can't even say what you truly want because you're such a people pleaser, right? And you're someone who just so wants to change the world, and you know you have gifts, but you're not using them. You don't know how to use them. You feel confused. And then all of this anger and frustration and fear sets in. And then what happens is you get into a loop of that anger and fear and frustration, and you don't know how to get out of it. And then that causes you to either accept it or live in a fantasy land or somewhere in between. But that at the bottom of all that, you're still not being honest with yourself, right? I wrote down a little bit of information I wanted to go over with you. This is such an important topic. And, you know, I believe that most heart-centered entrepreneurs lose their way or are not as successful as they need to be because they refuse to put themselves and their needs first, right? They let others' ideas and others' who may not even be as qualified go first. They come last. They don't show up even though they want to so badly, because all their lives they've been told they weren't enough, and they need to shut down and they need to stop being who they are, because who they are is not good and not enough. And that meant that they didn't feel safe being who they were, right? We can change the world or eradicate suffering if we were only strong enough to see our true selves and embrace who we are, right? The acceptance of yourself, of being who you are, and all that that comes with it, the gifts and everything else, is the key to turning this and to making this work. The longer that you stand in, that's okay, I'm all right, even though you're not doing what you want to do, making the money that you want, having the life that you want, the farther away every day you get from that life, because you have chosen not to speak up, right? So this does not happen if you're living an inauthentic life. You're not going to have the life that you want if you're being inauthentic. And one of the things that I always stand on is being authentic, showing who you are. We are here as empaths, as HSPs, as sensitives, as heart-centered, whatever it is that you have as gifts that you've embraced so far. Congratulations. Keep going with that. No matter what kind of person you are, even if you're not all the way in the light and you're still working on it, or you are and you're still growing, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're standing and saying, this is who I am. And if you don't like me, that's okay. And I make it scared, and that's okay too, right? So when you think about your industry and what you do, or what you want to do, what do you want to change, right? What makes you crazy? And one of the things that I see are coaches who are pretending to be coaches, who are not coaches, who are just salespeople. And I'm talking about salespeople that are very slick. And they've been doing it a long time. They're the kind of people that will have you or try to get you to sell your grandmother's jewelry so that you can pay them to work with them. I am not one of those people. I'm an authentic person. I charge what I charge because I'm worth it, because I've been doing this for a really long time. and I know that I'm good at it, right? But I would never be the type of person that would tell you, sell this or sell that to take my program, because I would never do that. And when people did that to me, when I first got on board as a coach, I was mortified. And then I realized and did some digging that, oh, this person's really not a coach. This is a salesperson. I was a salesperson. If you're a salesperson, please don't get offended. There are good salespeople. And I'm not talking about the good ones. I'm talking about the ones that will have you do anything so that they can get what they want. And when I was in sales, I did not do that. And everybody that worked with me did not do that, right? I'm talking about someone who's immoral, right? Who will take everything from you and doesn't care and keeps going. And that is unfortunately what so many of you listening to me have seen. So that when you hear someone like me who's authentic and real, you automatically shut me down. You don't want to hear what I have to say because you've heard what other people had to say and they were inauthentic. They weren't who they were. You might have gone to their program and either you didn't learn anything or they took all your money, didn't get what you needed out of it, and they were gone. And then you're like, oh, all coaches are the same. Or all those people are the same, and we're not, right? But it all starts with you being authentic and honest with yourself about what you want out of life, right? I wrote this very short little story the other day, and it spoke to me. It came to me so fast, and I think you'll understand it. And it kind of comes to this place of two people in a mud hole, okay? So I'm walking along, and I see someone in a mud hole, and I'm like going, hey, what are you doing over there? And the person's like, oh, I'm in a mud hole and I can't get out. And I'm like, yeah, you can. You can just get up. You're sitting. Why don't you get up, walk out of the mud hole and go home? And the person's like, yeah, no, I can't do that. And I'm like, why? I just don't think I can get out by myself. And I'm like, I'll help you. No, you can't help me. And I'm like, yes, I can. And they're like, nope, you can't help me. I'm stuck here. And I'm like, okay, you believe you're stuck, but I know that I can help you. And they're like, no, you really can't. I'm really stuck in here. Like, okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to go sit with you in your mud hole for a little bit and let's talk about it and see if I can't help you. So we sat there. I got in it. We both sat down. We're in a mud hole. We talked all day. And all of a sudden, it's 5 o'clock. And I'm going, well, you know what? I've tried to help you, but I understand now that you think you're stuck. However, I'm not stuck. I'm going to get up. It's 5 o'clock. I got to go home. And the person's like, you have a home? And I'm like, yeah, of course we do. And so do you. And I'm like, yeah, but I haven't been home in a while. And I'm like, you can still find your way back. But that's neither here nor there right now. Right now, you can get out of this mud hole. And the person's like, yeah, I don't think so. And I don't think you can either. I'm like, yeah. So I stood up, stepped out of the mud hole. I said, okay, I got to go now. I got to go home. I'm like, how'd you do that? And I'm like, I told you, you're not stuck in that mud hole unless you believe you are. Are you going to sit there? Yeah, I'm stuck in this mud hole. I'm like, okay, see you later. I don't know why I thought of that, but I just thought that there's been so many times where I've seen people who think that they're stuck. I thought I was stuck too, but I wasn't. And you're not stuck either, unless you believe that you are. It's all up here and it's all in a loop. And if you let it take over, you are stuck. Whatever you believe is true, right? If you believe you're stuck, you're stuck. If you're not, you're not. And even if I come over to you and say, hey, you know what? You're not stuck. Let me help you. People still sometimes don't believe me. How stuck are you in terms of where you want your life to go? And are you honest about it? If you want to live by the ocean, be honest about it. Don't say, oh, no, I'm okay over here. If you want to live a really luxury lifestyle, that's okay. Don't say, no, you know, it's not for me, because you feel like if you said that, you'd offend somebody. Or you feel like if you said that, that's not the right answer. Everyone, it's subjective. It's your life. You can live anywhere you want and do whatever you want, right? If you want to go, you know, be a singer and your parents or everyone around you is going, that's never going to work and that's stupid. Well, I don't know. Try telling that to Celine Dion or Mariah Carey or any of the other people that have made really great lives out of it. Plenty of people probably told them that's stupid and they wouldn't make it, but guess what? They did. And you can too. But they had to be honest with themselves, because that's where the beliefs come from. You cannot have positive beliefs to get you where you want to be without that I got this. The only way that you've got this is if you are honest with yourself. 4 or 5 years ago, I have all my life wanted to live near the beach, right? And I did it. And then, you know, I've had other people ask me, like, where else could you live? Could you live in the forest? I could live in the forest, but I still have to come back to the beach occasionally. I really want to travel a lot. I really want to go and see some new countries because I love doing that. And I really want to share what I offer because I know it's groundbreaking and I know it's authentic. Authenticity is huge on my list, as well as integrity. I was brought up that way. It's not about me, it's about you. Where are you not being honest with yourself? Where are you saying that you're in a place that you live and it's okay, but you hate it? Where are you doing a job that you know you could do better, but you're just saying, I'm okay, because you're afraid? And I understand, but you can only be afraid for so long. And then it's like, you know what? Life is short, you guys. You can go from 20 to 50 in 2 seconds. And you're going to look back and say, did I get everything I wanted? Did I express myself? Did I show up and help people or do what I want to do or sing my own song or shine my light? And if you didn't, you've still got time. As long as you're breathing, you have time to say, stop everything. This is what I want to do. And either those with you will come with you or they will not. And you have to be strong enough to say, it's okay. This is my life. There's only one life I have. There's only one of me. You know, you can transform the world only if you believe. You know, I'm the creator of a unique philosophy around those of you who still believe in being authentic and not fake, you know, and value honesty and drive in all forms. That's what I do. And I really want to help those because I understand you in a way that so many others do not. And my partner, colleague, doesn't as well. And that's because we've been through so much, right? I have lived being inauthentic, not able to express myself and doing what other people wanted my whole life until just the last 5 years. And even now I still get pushback from it. People still don't like it. Too bad. I am who I am. I'm a healer. I help people. This is what I do. And I'm an animal communicator. And it's one of the greatest gifts I have. And if you don't like it, that's okay. And you have to learn to be the same way. So you may be living an inauthentic life or a life that someone else wants you to live, as I did for a while with my parents, especially professionally. And because you have not embraced who you truly are and been honest with yourself, until you do, nothing will change. Nothing. And I don't want that for you. The Brave Academy and working with me and my colleague one-on-one will bring you where you want to be. We will shift you. You will change. And you will be who you really want to be. You will stand in your power and your gifts. And this is what we're here for. So I just wanted to put this out today. All the information is below. If you want to work with us one-on-one, if you want to learn about the Brave Academy, there's an ongoing open enrollment. I will leave the links. Please tell me if this resonates with you. I'm an authentic person who wants to help you, no matter where you are. But it's up to you. You have to believe that you can get out of that mud hole, because you can. Because I'm going to get up out of that mud hole, I'm going home. But you can too. So how honest are you being with yourself? Let me know in the comments. I hope this helped. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.